Dr. Pinsky dictating amount. I am in. Joshua, Joshua, Idler, Idler. Joshua Idler is a 31-year-old male who reports he injured his back at work on 6/23/22. Paired at that time, he dropped a refrigerator door. Paired it bounced off the floor and he caught it. Period, he did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period, he had further evaluation leading to what he understands to be a diagnosis of a herniated disc and arthritis rubbing on a nerve. Period, he did accept injections to the lumbar spine, but does not appear to have undergone open surgery. Period, he has completed a course of active treatment. Period, new paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. Idler asserted he was moving heavy equipment on 6/2/22 and suffered three herniations in the low back. Period, first report of injury. Simply described he was working on an air conditioner unit when this happened. Period. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. Falconero on 7/18/22. Period. He admitted to 1 year ago he missed the bed and fell on the floor into his buttocks, injuring his elbow. But he's also having some discomfort with full motion. Period. He continued to be treated by a chiropractor and was feeling better with that. Period. Dr. Falconero performed an exam and x-rays diagnosing lumbar spine pain and lumbar sprain. Period. Mr. Idler was initiated on conservative therapeutic measures. Period. He had flexion extension lumbar x-rays on 7/9/22 that showed slight levoscoliosis but no fracture, spondylolisthesis, or instability. Period, there were no degenerative changes. Period. He also was seen by a chiropractor named Dr. Lafferty, L-A-F-F-E-R-T-Y, on the dates described. Period. Lumbar MRI was done on 10/13/22 to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Falconero reviewed these results with him on 10/24/22 and referred him for pain management. But he was also going to obtain a stimulator or TENS unit and continue using ibuprofen in the appropriate dosage. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Idler was seen by a physiatrist named Dr. Paul, P-A-U-L, on 11/30/22. Period. He noted the mechanism of injury and course of treatment to date. Period. In addition to chiropractic, he also received physical therapy for a period of time. Period. His diagnostic studies were also referenced. Period. Dr. Paul diagnosed lumbar sprain and spondylosis with radiculopathy. Period. He started the petitioner on Medrol and discussed injection therapy. Period. On 12/27/22, Dr. Paul did perform facet injections. Period. He returned on 1/18/23. And then again on 2/27/23, after an epidural injection was given on 1/24/23. Period. On 4/11/23, Dr. Paul wrote, injections, facet injection had been given on 3/28/23. Period. He last worked on 6/23/22. Period. Work restrictions could not be accommodated. Period. Follow up with Dr. Paul. Continued, and on 5/22/23, he wrote the petitioner had completed 11 visits of work conditioning. Pretty still has trouble with lifting 40 pounds. Pretty claimed he made little improvement with work conditioning. Period. He participated in a functional capacity evaluation on 5/30/23. Period. It phoned Mr. Eiler. Did not perform it with maximum effort. Period. At a minimum, he was deemed capable of working in the medium physical demand category. Period. These results were reviewed with him by Dr. Paul on 6/20/23. Period. They discussed a trial of full duty, but the petitioner did not feel he was ready to try that. Period. He then underwent the FCE as noted above. Period. Coefficient of variation results were compatible with a strong symptom magnification component to the examinee's complaints and slash or a conscious examinee effort to portray work ability below actual ability. Period. He was able at a minimum to fit the medium physical demand category with occasional lifting to the waist of 50 pounds and frequent lifting and work to the waist of 20 pounds. Period. Dr. Paul again did not recommend further lumbar injections. Period. He said the petitioner had completed sufficient physical therapy and was to continue a home exercise program. Period. He recounted that after the visit on 4/11/23, he returned stating, as he was walking to his car, he experienced posterior right hip pain. Period. He had initially experienced posterior right hip pain following a left high ankle sprain 2 to 3 years ago. Period. It was upon the right posterior hip pain is not related to the work injury of 6/23/22. Period. Dr. Paul then released him from care within the work restrictions given by the functional capacity evaluation. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed scarring about the left thumb consistent with his surgery. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5+/5 for bilateral hand grasp, but was otherwise 5/5. The rest of that is normal. Lower extremities. Motion of the left hip was full, but internal rotation elicited hip and low back tenderness. Period on the right hip, as well as the knees and ankles, there was full range of motion without crepitus or tenderness. Hip maneuvers normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, and sacral. He was able to walk on his toes. Period, he could stand on his heels with support, complaining of left-sided low back tenderness. Period. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed at 60 degrees, stating he was, quote, never flexible, period, end quote. Extension was to 20 degrees with tenderness, period. Bilateral rotation in the side brain were accomplished fully. Period, he was tender to palpation in the midline from L2 through L5, as well as the left paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. Period, and then normal through, he had positive axial loading at term torsion maneuvers for symptom magnification. Period. Impressions. On 6/23/22, Joshua Eidler alleged to have injured his back while at work. Period. He was carrying a refrigerator and the door fell off. Comma struck the ground, comma, and bounced up. Period. He tried to catch it with his right hand and experienced low back pain. Period. He apparently reported this to his employer, but did not seek emergent treatment. Period. he did come under the care of a chiropractor and then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Falconero. Period. X-rays were done on 7/19/22 to be inserted here. Period. Did participate in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. New paragraph. Lumbar MRI was done on 10/13/22. Period. Then accepted injection therapy from Dr. Paul. Period. Mr. Eidler participated in an FCE on 5/30/23. That DMT performed it with significant submaximal effort. Period. At a minimum, he was deemed capable of working in the medium physical demand category. Period. The paragraph, the current exam, found there to be variable range of motion about the lumbar spine, part of which he attributed to never being flexible. Period. Neither seated nor supine straight leg raise maneuvers elicited low back or radicular complaints. Period. He did have positive axial loading and front torsion maneuvers for symptom magnification. Period. Left hip internal rotation also elicited hip and low back tenderness. Period. New paragraph. There is 5 to 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. Excuse me. The multi-level distribution and morphology does not correspond very closely to a single traumatic event such as the one which occurred here. Period. The petitioner does appear to be more functional than he would otherwise portray. Period. He admits that he might be going to rehab soon to address his use of marijuana and alcohol. Period. And that is the end.